Episode 9. Hello and welcome to the Megan Dredge podcast. Megan Dredge, yes, that's me, and I am super passionate about helping you to become an even better educator. I believe in teachers and I believe in education, the best profession in the world, the profession that teaches all others. It doesn't matter whether you've been teaching for decades or if you're a brand new teacher, there's always something we can all do to improve our practice. Well, Merry Christmas. I hope you had an absolutely brilliant Christmas day. I sure did. I loved hanging out with my family and friends. And like you, I probably ate a little bit too much lunch and spent a little bit too much time relaxing on the couch. But it really was a great Christmas. And as always, I'm looking forward to the new year. But one thing I love to do, and that's exactly what I'm doing in this podcast today, and what I'm going to be doing over the next few days, and that is to reflect on the year, to take some time to reflect on this incredible year that has gone past. And the title of the podcast today is simply this: How to Reflect on This Year. Five questions. And I'm going to give you five questions today that I use to actually look back at this year that's gone past and reflect on it. And as if you've been listening to me for any amount of time, even a short amount of time, you will know how passionate I am about reflection, about how I believe that you can change your tomorrow in 60 seconds today. In fact, I've got a link in the show notes to that post that I wrote, that in just 60 seconds, you can actually learn something new. You can reflect on this year that has gone by and you can change your tomorrow. You really, really can. And with these five questions today, it's going to take a little bit longer than 60 seconds, but not too much longer, because it's not about going away for 3 weeks and deeply reflecting on the year and thinking about all the things that we've done. No, it's actually just about taking some time to go, hey, what's really worked this year? What am I happy about? What do I want to change? What do I want to do differently? And I love this week in between Christmas and New Year, where we do have that kind of calendar block of time before the new year actually starts. And whilst the previous year is ending, we've got this week to really reflect on the year. So let's get right into these five questions. And I really encourage you to find yourself a nice quiet place and take some time, maybe grab a cuppa. I've actually got a cuppa with me right now, to take some time and write down your answers to these questions. And whether that looks like writing in a journal, or maybe you use your iPad, or you like to type in your computer, however it works for you, take some time to ask yourself these questions and help you to get the most out of this year that you've just experienced, this year that we're almost at the end of. So here we go. Question number one. What did you love about this year? What did you love about this year? I really like starting with this question because it starts things on a positive. It helps us to sit here and go, what is it that really stood out to me this year? When I reflect on the year, what is it that really stood out to me? And there's a few different ways that you can do this. You can think through chronologically. So you can rewind back to January and say, okay, what did I do in January? And think through the months, February, March. Okay. And as the season started changing, what was I doing then? And if you think in school terms, which most of us as teachers do, then this will help you to reflect on the year. How did I go in the various terms in this year and the different classes that I had? And the different interactions that I had. What did you love about this year? What are those memorable experiences? What stands out to you in your mind? Did you have some aha moments this year? You know, those moments when the lights go on, when you can shout eureka and say, wow, this is a defining moment for me. What moments like that did you have this year? Did you have some really fun times? Did you do some really interesting things? Did you accomplish something this year that you were really, that you'd really set out to do? What did you love about this year? And take a few moments now to write that down. Number two, what themes kept recurring throughout the year? This question was actually inspired by Michael Hyatt, who is one of my amazing, most favorite writers. And he's written books and he has an amazing blog, and I'll include a link in the show notes to that. But Michael Hyatt asked this question and it really inspired me, and he put it in exactly the same way. He said, what themes kept recurring throughout the year? In other words, what things kept coming up? And these can be both positive and negative things. Or if you prefer to use a more positive negative phrase, you could say things that you need to improve on, or things that you want to change. But what kept coming up for you during the year? Did you find that you kept really succeeding in a particular area of your work? Did you find that you really were just really accomplishing that thing that you set out to do? Or were there some challenges that, as you reflect now, you think, actually, they did recur several times during the year? What was it about this year that shows you some of the themes that were popping up here and there? What patterns did you notice during the year? Were there some healthy patterns? Did you get into some really good habits with exercise, for example, and eating well and making great decisions? Or did you slip into some bad habits in those areas? What themes have emerged for you this year? Number three, what are you most proud of? As you reflect on this year, what are you super proud of? Now, this is different to question one, because question one is about things that you loved about this year. Now, it could be the same thing, but this is a little bit more specific. What are you most proud of this year? If you were able to confidently and without pride stand up and say, I achieved this year, this is what I'd like to be recognized for this year, what was it? Maybe you launched something new. Maybe there was a new addition to your family. Maybe you finished your study. Maybe you were on time with reports and interviews and other requirements in your school life, if that's what it is that you do during the week. What was it this year that you can say, I am so proud of this? Did you get more organized? Did you start getting up early and be more diligent with those early hours? What are you most proud of this year? Number four, what's missing from the last year? So as you reflect on these last 12 months, all the way from January through to today, end of December, what's missing? What's something that you feel should have been in that year and wasn't? And the two important questions to ask here are, is this something that I could control, or was this something outside of my control? Because sometimes we can reflect on the year and if we think, well, this is missing or this didn't happen, we can get a little bit upset or a little bit depressed in the fact that something didn't occur. But often some of the things that we're hoping for are actually outside of our control. So it's important to know that. Another way of thinking about it is like this. You've got two circles. You've got one circle which is quite large, and that is your circle of concern. You know, we've got lots of things that we're concerned about. We've got lots of things that are taking our attention that we're thinking about. But then there's a much smaller circle, and that is your circle of control. And what you can control or what you can influence is far smaller than your circle of concern. So when you're answering this question, what's missing from last year, it's okay to acknowledge some of those things that are in the circle of concern. But really, what you should be focusing on is, in my circle of control, what's missing? As I look back over this year, what's missing? Did you relax on achieving a particular goal? Did you allow some bad habits to come back in? Did you lose focus, or did you lose momentum? What was it that was lacking for you? And the secondary question to ask is, what contributed to this? What were the things that contributed to that thing not occurring, or to that thing lacking? What was it? And what areas are you personally responsible for? If you feel that quality family time was lacking, for example, then how can you influence that? And how did you influence that in the past year? And I love these questions because they form a great foundation for what you're going to be planning for next year. Because you can look at these questions and go, wow, these things I'm really proud of and these things are lacking. Okay, what will I do next year to make sure I'm still proud about those things and that I'm proud of even more new things? And what will I do next year that will fill some of those gaps that I perceive to be missing from this year? Number five, what are the big lessons you've learned this year? What are the big picture lessons that you have learned this year? And I think this question will probably take the most work, but it will bring the greatest results to you. If you can take some time now, have a sip of that cuppa that you've got there, look out and enjoy the view. Put your feet up. If you're driving, just take a moment right now. What are the big lessons that you learned this year? What did you learn about yourself? What did you learn about your character? What did you learn about your personality? What did you learn about the people closest to you? What did you learn about your work ethic and your work attitude? What did you learn about your boss? What did you learn about working in a team? What did you learn about being a successful entrepreneur, a business owner, an educator, a teacher? What did you learn this year? What are those big lessons? Because if you can whittle down some of those lessons, and chances are there'll only be a handful, I encourage you to whittle it down into one sentence. This is the thing I learned this year. And I'm working through mine at the moment and will continue to do so coming into the new year, where I think about what stood out to me this year and what did I learn? What are the big takeaways for me from this year? Because I know if I put the work in now to do that, it's like the work in figuring out what I already know is more than learning it in the first place. If that makes sense, it's like taking the time to stop and reflect and say, this is what I learned this year, is more valuable than the actual learning itself, which I think is kind of crazy. But it's true. If I sit down and say, you know what, this year I really learned some important lessons about leading a team of people. And that's actually one of the things I've learned this year, because I've got a team of people that help me do what I do. I am not as amazing as I look. And the reason is I've got an incredible team of people who help me. The person that's put this podcast together and edited it for me and got everything in the right space, they are one of the reasons that I am doing what I'm doing so well. The person that types the transcripts for all my resources, the person that runs my website, all these people, all these team members that help me, I've learned how to work with them better this year. And so I'm working through whittling that down into one incredible statement. And as you can hear, I'm not quite there yet, but I'm working on it because I want to be able to reflect on what it is I've learned about leading a team and make sure I do an even better job next year. So what are the big lessons that you've learned this year? So as I said right at the start, I want you to take some time to sit down, maybe rewind back through the podcast and look back and go through the questions again and just take some time to think about what it is that you have learned this year, to think about those things that have made you a better person. And in fact, that's the question for this week's podcast, and that is, what's something you've learned this year that's made you a better person, a better teacher, a better leader? And I encourage you to go to the show notes for this episode. So simply go to megandredge.com/09, as in episode 9. So go there and leave your comments. What is it? What is that one sentence thing that you've learned this year that's made you a better person, that's made you a better manager, that's made you a better leader, a better teacher, a better lecturer, a better educator? Go there and publicly put that there. Hey, Megan. Hey, everyone. This is what I've learned this year. These are the things that have stood out to me this year. Well, next week, in next week's podcast, I am so excited because we're going to be talking about the new year. And this is something that I am pretty passionate about. So next week's podcast is going to be 25 ways to make it your best year ever. And I'm going to go through 25 different ways, and I'm just going to be kind of like bullet style, just bang, 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 bang. Here are 25 things that you can do to make it your best year ever. So stay tuned for that next episode of the Megan Dredge podcast. But until then, I thought I might end with a couple of motivational quotes. And this is something I'm putting together to send out to the people that have subscribed to my free stuff and my newsletter, which you can also do at megandredge.com. So I'm going to be sending this out in the next couple of weeks, and you'll be able to download it from my website underneath free stuff. And that's going to be a PDF of printable quotes, a whole bunch of motivational quotes that I absolutely love when it comes to the new year. So let me end with two of my favorite ones. Here we go. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow has not yet come. We have only today. So let us begin. And that was from Mother Teresa. Isn't that amazing? I love the sense of action in that. Let us begin. And we are beginning today by taking some time to answer these five questions. And my favorite one is here. Hope smiles from the threshold of the year to come, whispering, it will be happier. And as you spend this time reflecting on the year, and that was, by the way, from Alfred Tennyson, as you spend time reflecting on this year, I want you to think about the new year that's calling you in, and it's saying, hope is smiling from the future year and saying, it will be happier. And that is my desire for everyone, that we will look forward to this next year saying this next year is going to be even happier than this year. It's going to be even more successful than this year. I'm going to have more influence and more impact than I ever thought I could. And one of the ways I'm going to ensure that happens is by taking the time to reflect on this year past, to answer these five questions and get the most out of this year that has almost come to a close. And use that to make next year my best year ever. Well, enjoy the journey, and more importantly, enjoy the moments that make the journey super worthwhile. I look forward to seeing you in the very next episode of the Megan Dredge podcast. Until then, Happy New Year.